The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Start! You can call me Bruce.
Bruce Nolan is standing by.
Hey, Wacky Bruce!
Coming to you from an undisclosed location, this is the Bruce Exclusive. And here's your host, Bruce Nolan.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another edition of the Bruce Exclusive, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Nolan. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Bruce Exclusive. Welcome back. There's kind of been a theme the last week or so in the Buffalo Bills community where the possible outcomes of the 2021 NFL season are beginning to be discussed. You're kind of getting close enough that you're starting to set the table for the upcoming NFL season. The first one with 17 regular season games. I will still not be used to the idea that a team can't go 500. I will still not be used to that by the time the season's over. It may take me years to get used to that concept. But here we are, 17 game regular season. So if I happen to slip up a couple times during a record prediction, which is not this pod, but later on, and I say 6-10 when I mean 6-11, or I say 8-8 when I mean 9-8, just a little bit of grace would be nice. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about the concept of regression. We talked about regression last offseason in regards to the Buffalo Bills defense. And I concluded during that discussion that the Bills defense could very well have a regression, but it probably wouldn't be a Jaguars or a Bears level regression because the success wasn't based upon those same things. The Bills defense did indeed see a regression in 2020, but not to the same level that the Jaguars and the Bears defenses did. And that regression coincided with a tremendous step forward from quarterback Josh Allen. And that's what we're here to talk about today. It's not whether or not Josh Allen's going to regress. That's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about this concept. The concept is reasonable regression. Because not all regression looks the same. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. Because one of the important things to do is to set proper expectations before stimuli, so you can better react after stimuli. Most of your wild reactions that you experience in life and sports are a result of not being prepared for the stimuli. Expecting one thing, getting a different thing. I have said on this pod before, expectations minus reality equals disappointment. Disappointment can then channel itself through lots of other things. Anger, sadness, denial. But all those things are properly set by the expectations first. So let's talk a little bit about what I would consider to be reasonable regression for Josh Allen in 2021. First off, let's stop for a moment and remark that Josh Allen was spectacular in 2020. You know me, I am not prone to hyperbolic statements, but he was second in CPOE, third in EPA per play, fifth in adjusted net yards per attempt, NEA, third in QBR, fourth in passer rating, third in DVOA, and fifth in PFF grade. As a reminder, QB Stew would give him a 3.57, which was second in the NFL behind Aaron Rodgers. But it wasn't just efficiency, it was also volume as well. 4,544 passing yards, 37 passing touchdowns, 421 rushing yards, 8 rushing touchdowns. He was the number one fantasy quarterback for the love of all that's holy and sacred. No matter how you slice it, he had a fantastic year. There is no argument that he didn't have a fantastic year. So if your argument listening to this pod is that Josh Allen wasn't very good last year, turn it off now. Because everything is based on that idea. But the next question that logically comes to mind for many Bills fans is that the peak? Will Josh Allen regress in 2021? If you are hoping that this discussion is going to give you that answer, you're coming to the wrong place. What I want to instead offer you is three particular forms of regression that we could see from Josh Allen that, even if they occur, should not be construed as overly negative outcomes. All three of the ones I'm going to mention are possible, but it's important to know that they're possible. It's important to set the time aside and go, okay, if I see that, I know how I'm going to react. Each of the following, they represent a type of regression, either raw statistical or efficiency-wise, followed by a cause of regression. So a type of regression and a cause of regression. And those two things put together can help us determine whether or not it's reasonable. So let's go. Let's do it. Number one, the first type of regression you might see from Josh Allen that I wouldn't think would be cause for concern is minor efficiency regression from a superlative peak. Josh Allen was really, really good. Very few quarterbacks are that good all the time. And that's okay. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't go absolutely bonkers in 2020, the reigning MVP of the NFL plays in Orchard Park, looks good in shorts, and corrects media members when they fail to realize there's only one New York team. That's how good he was. The Stew score of Josh Allen was higher than Lamar Jackson's during Lamar Jackson's MVP run. That's how good he was. So the first thing is that Allen can regress simply because last year was so good. Allen can regress and still have a top five quarterback season. He could regress and the team could still win a Super Bowl in plurality due to how good he was. Because Josh Allen was so good in 2020, we have to establish boundaries for how significant the regression even has to be before we would even call it such. How significant of a droop does it have to be to even classify it as a regression? Because that's how good he was. Right now, there is somebody out there who is listening to this who says, well, he's gotten better every year. Why wouldn't he continue to get better? Well, he might. But there are two things I would say in counter to that. First, a raw statistical jump from 2020 to 2021 that is equivalent to the same raw statistical jump from 2019 to 2020 would mean that Josh Allen would throw for over 6,100 yards and 57 touchdowns. That's 358 passing yards per game over 17 games, which would be 50 yards higher, roughly 1/6 higher, than the career average of the number one quarterback in yards per game in NFL history, which is Patrick Mahomes. So, is it impossible? Nothing's impossible in football. Just seems highly unlikely. Secondly, everyone who has spoken with even a small amount of fondness about Josh Allen since he was a prospect coming out of Wyoming said the same thing about his ceiling. It's high. Nobody, even the most ardent of Josh Allen detractors, said he had a high ceiling. The operative word is ceiling. Ceiling. Every quarterback has a ceiling. They don't get better indefinitely. The great news is we now know that Allen's ceiling is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and an MVP-level quarterback. That's how good he was in 2020, unquestionably. If you normalize that production, that makes the Bills a Super Bowl contender for a long time. So, the first thing that you could potentially see from Josh Allen that I would consider to be reasonable regression is minor efficiency regression. If the QBR goes down a little bit, if the DVOA goes down a little bit, even if it did a little bit, I still wouldn't probably even call it a regression. Because 2020 was so good, it's kind of hard to be that good all the time. But he doesn't have to be that good for the Bills to win a Super Bowl. He can regress and the Bills can still win a Super Bowl with him being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. We are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back. We are going to go through two more things that I would consider to be reasonable regressions for Josh Allen in 2021. Stick with me. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for joining me for this edition of the Bruce Exclusive, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Nolan. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Bruce Exclusive. We've been talking about reasonable regression. We acknowledge it's a possibility, but not all regression is cause for alarm. I am literally getting ahead of this narrative by a year. That's what I'm trying to do. In the event that Josh Allen has certain types of regression in 2021, if they occur, I am preemptively telling us all to take a chill pill. That sometimes there is such a thing as reasonable regression. The first one we talked about was minor efficiency regression just due to a superlative peak. He was that good. It's just hard to be that good all the time. The second thing we're going to talk about is raw statistical regression out of a lack of necessity. Raw statistical means yards per game and touchdowns per game. Josh Allen and the Bills passing attack carried this team in more than a few games last year. The Miami Dolphins game, the Los Angeles Rams game, it required MVP level play from Allen. If the defense would have performed better, the Bills could have potentially gone to a 4-minute offense sooner, and Allen's passing yardage and passing touchdown numbers wouldn't be as impressive on paper. If the Bills' defense improves in 2021, he might not need to get that last 80-yard drive in under pressure, which is primarily passing the ball, mind you, to deal with the clock. If you take away a few of those over the course of the season, you could end up with raw statistical regression when no actual regression in ability has occurred. There was a vacuum that needed to be filled in 2020, and Josh Allen's play and the passing game filled it. But if the defense is better and you get a more complete team game, you might not need Josh Allen to bail you out at the end of games. Which means you could have a passing yards per game mark that's lower, a passing touchdowns game per mark that's lower, But Josh Allen wasn't worse. What you've seen is a raw statistical regression out of lack of necessity. You don't have to anymore. That doesn't mean you couldn't. That doesn't mean you weren't able to. It just means you didn't need to. And that's okay. That is a type of statistical regression that is in the raw form, so not DVOA, not QBR, not PFF grade, not passer rating, raw statistical regression. I mentioned at the beginning of this discussion that every single one of the three things I'm mentioning has a type of regression and a cause of regression. The first one was type of regression, minor efficiency. Cause of regression, return from a superlative peak. He was just that good. The second one is a raw statistical regression, yards and touchdowns per game. That's the type. Reason is lack of necessity. He doesn't need to. There'll also be lack of attempts, probably. The attempts would go down per game anyway. Obviously, there's a 17th game. The third type of regression you could potentially see from Josh Allen in 2021 is raw statistical regression out of lack of necessity due to a better running game. Same argument as before. Raw statistical regression, less yards, less touchdowns per game, out of lack of necessity, but due to a better running game. Drives are a finite resource in the NFL. They're not infinite, as are yards. In addition, there is a cap on potential scoring that is based on opponent drives and the clock, which makes it kind of a pseudo zero-sum game. If you get more yards when you run the ball in a drive, there are less yards available on that specific drive for you to potentially get passing the ball. The Bills' running game was pretty middling in 2020. Both head coach Sean McDermott and GM Brandon Bean remarked this offseason that they wanted that to change in 2021. If it does, you could have the same effect on Josh Allen's statistics as you did from better defensive play, which is you get a raw statistical regression when Allen didn't really regress at all. He just didn't need to get as many yards through the air every single drive because they got more of them on the ground. And this is a spinoff point. If you get more of those yards through the ground with Devin Singletary and Zach Moss and whoever's carrying the ball for the Bills in 2021, that also means you might get less of those yards rushing from Allen. One of the things you saw very early in the 2020 season, specifically against the Jets, was the Bills went with a fairly heavy quarterback run game because the Jets had a real stout run defense and you needed the numbers in the running game. And so Josh Allen was a big part of the running game against the Jets. What if you were more effective running with Zach Moss and Devin Singletary? Maybe you get less carries from Josh Allen. You don't ever take that away from him. It's a big part of what he does. It's a big part of being dynamic as a quarterback for Josh Allen. I'm not saying they should take it away from him. I'm saying you might get less of it simply due to the fact that you need less of it. And if the run game is better, you might get less passing numbers and less running numbers from Josh Allen. Fantasy owners might not be thrilled, but maybe Josh Allen doesn't get 8 rushing touchdowns again this year that it seems like he gets every year. In all 3 of the examples I just gave, there is something that could be interpreted as regression that I would not bat an eye at. Wouldn't even flinch if it happened. Because none of them are actual regression. 2 of them are regression due to lack of necessity, and they're in raw statistics, which you know I'm not a big fan of, which is the reason why I created QB Stew to begin with. The other one is a regression in efficiency, but only because he was so good in 2020, it's really hard to keep that up. Nobody does. Tom Brady didn't. Aaron Rodgers didn't. Nobody kept that level up for a long time. They go have ups and downs. Now, they're still great. Even when they have a regression, you can't see me, I'm doing air quotes, regression years, they're still really good. You can still win a Super Bowl with that quarterback being the biggest reason why, as far as on-the-field concerns go. Josh Allen's throwing mechanics weren't different. His accuracy and ball placement weren't different. His command of the offense wasn't different. His ability to read defenses wasn't different. He didn't actually regress. Not at all. This is what I mean when I say reasonable regression. Not everything that shows up on paper as a regression is something to be concerned about. Not all regression is unreasonable. Some of it can be expected. Some of it is a sign of improvements in other areas of the teams. And some of it isn't even significant enough to be warranted as a regression because you still got a top five quarterback, which is a possibility. That is one of the possible outcomes to a 2021 season. Josh Allen regresses and is still a top five quarterback. Oh, bummer. I'm cool with it. Josh Allen's confidence certainly wouldn't waver. He wouldn't stop working in the offseason with Jordan Palmer, working on the things that the coaching staff wants him to work on. It was reasonable regression. And if you're not cool with any of the things that I mentioned on this list happening, if you consider them to be unreasonable, then I guess all I got to say to you is that's the way the cookie crumbles. I'm Bruce Nolan, Buffalo Rumblings.